We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Dogim, Halacha Dalid. We're in middle of paragraph Gimel. In our Likutei Halachos, it's page 150, the left-hand column, all the way down, the bottom paragraph of the page, that begins with the words, Vafilu mi she'enoi. Vafilu mi she'enoi zoiche lehizgabra al yitzroi, ulakayim kol ha-toyer of ha-mitzvois, and even for a Jew who's not successful in overcoming his Yetzirah and fulfilling the entire Torah and all the mitzvahs, who gam kein toivei lov, mashiyesh harbei toiru mitzvahs. For that Jew also, it's a tremendous benefit that Hashem has given us such a large Torah and so many mitzvahs. Kai de ribui ha-toyru ha-mitzvahs, mekayim kol echad ve'echad mi'Yisrael eize mitzvah. Because the fact that there are so many mitzvahs to choose from and so many to do, every single yid certainly fulfills some mitzvahs. Ve'oisek be'eize inyan b'Torah. And every single Jew who wants, is zeichet to be involved in some facet of Torah. U'kamoy sham razal, as the Gemara says at the end of Chagiga, Afilu poishe Yisrael meleim mitzvois karimoim, that even the worst sinners of the Jewish people are filled with mitzvahs like a pomegranate is full of pits. V'chol zeh machmas riboy hamitzvahs daika, and this is only because Hashem has given us so many mitzvahs. Vayde elo hamitzvahs shezoicha kol echad l'kayim, and through these mitzvahs, which each and every single Jew is zoicha to fulfill, afilu hagorua shebegruim, even the worst of the worst one, alide ze yizkel hizdakech bevadai oid b'chaim chiyusoi. Through that, the person is privileged to purify himself even while he's living, while he's physically living. The Torah purifies him and improves him. Kaidei hakedusha shel ribui mitzvos shemekayimim afilu apchusim, because through the holiness of the many mitzvos that even the smallest Jew fulfills, aidei ze ein hakedusha manachas loisam lishtakea betumosam v'tavosam shnoflo behem. That holiness does not allow them to lie and in tumah, in impurity, and in desires, in base desires that they've fallen into. Uma'iram l'tshuva b'chol pam. That holiness is always inspiring them and motivating them to do tshuva. Shaydei zeh yochoy lizkois loshuv b'tshuva shleim el Hashem yisborach, through which the person can eventually be zeicha to do complete tshuva to Hashem, kamoy shekvar nimtzu harbei balei tshuva boilam ashrei lahem. As we find, Baruch Hashem, Rav Nosson says, many balei tshuva in the world. How lucky they are. Imagine he was writing this about 150 years ago or more. Look at the situation today. Today we have tens of thousands, or probably more, hundreds of thousands of balei tshuva all over the world, kanayin hara. Vafilu im chas v'shalom lo yizkeh l'tshuva b'chayov chas v'shalom, and even if the person is not zeicha to really repent while he's physically living chas v'shalom, af al pi kein soif kol soif yizdakech bevadai, still, in the end, the person will definitely become purified. V'ikar hazikuch shaloi yihyeh al yedei eize dvar mitzvah, v'toiv shechotav boilam hazeh, and the person's main tshuva will be through a dvar mitzvah or good, some kind of good that the person did in this world, while they were in this world, al yedei sheyesh harbe toiru u'mitzvois. Specifically, again, through the fact that Hashem has given us so much, such a large toiru with so many mitzvahs. Kal yedei gdulas ha-toiru, shi gdulas ha-boiris barashmoi, shemegales lanu umeramezes lanu merochoik, because through the greatness of the Torah, which is the greatness of Hashem, which the Torah displays for us, reveals to us, and hints to us from the distance, aydei ribui ha-Torah ha-mitzvois, through the vastness of the Torah and all its mitzvahs, aydei zeh onu mevinim shashem yizborach betoikif nefloisov yochoy lahafoich hakoy letoivah. This allows us to realize that Hashem, who is so, so great, has the ability to turn everything around for the good. V'hakol b'koyach hatzadikim huamitim hanefloim b'mayla. And all through the efforts and through the power of the true tzadikim, who are also awesome in their greatness. Shekemoi shehem yecholim lavid es Hashem yizborach b'chol advarim gashmiim v'iskei chol sheboilam. Just as these tzadikim have the ability to serve Hashem with everything, with all, and every, all kinds of physical things and physical activities of this world, eating, sleeping, walking, traveling, so too they have the ability to elevate from plain to holy, and to change things, to convert things from impure to pure. And to purify all the Jews who are close to them, who are close to these tzaddikim. To turn everything around for the good, through the greatness that they achieved, by being able to purify themselves and sanctify even their simple things, even their eating and sleeping, even their mundane things. As this is discussed in our teachings in several different places, Ayin Shom, look over there. V'zeh Shom Razal, and this is what our rabbis tell us, Shesnapir, that the requirement of fins on a fish, which seems unnecessary completely, because any fish that has fins has scales. And if it has, and the scales is the main thing without which the fish isn't kosher. So it would seem that the fins, the requirement of fins, could have been left out completely. Rak leman yagdil Torah v'yadir. Hashem wrote it just to make the Torah bigger and to give us more credit. Hainu, shahatoyro hoidil anu hasimin shel snapir. The Torah gave us this sign of fins, afal pi shehu ikar hu kaskesis, even though the main sign is the scales, avalhu bishvil yagdil toira, hainu bishvil lohoyer oznenu, in order to inspire us, shebeemes yesh tzadikim shesh lohem pe godoil vekodoy shladaber gedoilois venefloys, regarding the fact that there are tzadikim who speak large, they speak great. They speak about great high levels, very high levels. Sheyecholim lefroyach veloshut b'meimei hadas bedrochim nifloim v'nayroim oid. And these tzaddikim have the ability to fly and to swim in the waters of das, in incredible ways. Shekol zeh ubechinas yagdil toira v'yadir. All of this comes under this header of Yagdil Torah V'Yadir, Shubachinas Sipurei HaTorah Mimaisa HaOvos. This relates to the stories that are found in the Torah, like the stories of the Ovos HaKdoshim, Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Bebeeros, with the wells, Umaklois, and the sticks, Kanal, the examples we mentioned earlier, V'chein B'Torah Shebal Peh, B'Gemara, U'Medroshim Sheviu Mamorim Shein Plios L'Choyro L'Fi Gashmi Yizdeiz B'nei Odom. For example, in the Gemara and Medrash, sometimes they bring things that seem to be almost impossible for us to fathom or to understand, K'moi Mamore Horaba Bar Barchona, like the special stories of Rabba Bar Barchona that are found in the middle of the Gemara Baba Basra, Dafayin Gimel, Ayin Dalet there, U'Mamore HaMishtoi, and the Mamorim of Mishtoi that are found also in that area, v'shar mamorim kela, v'chein mashe, mishtoi means Rabbi Yonasan mishtoi. Mishtoi means to say. V'chein mashe muva divra Rabbi Senzal mikamo tanoim she'ochlu harbe. And also, for example, where the Gemara tells the stories about certain tanoim who ate extraordinarily huge amounts, v'yo kresam rechava, and their stomachs were huge. K'moy shemuva b'medrash shira shirim rabba perakeb. And in Baba Metzidaf Peidalad, me Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, v'hakol b'shvil lohidia lanu mailas hatzadikim. All of this is written to tell us the incredible high level of these tzadikim, shekidshu v'zikhu atzmam kol kach, who purified and sanctified themselves to such a point, ad she'ovdu Hashem yisborach haydei kol advarim sheboilam, to the point where they served Hashem through everything in the world, al yidei achila ushtia, their eating, their drinking, V'chol sichosam hoya kodesh. And every word that came from their mouths, even when it seemed that they weren't speaking Torah, every word was holy. V'chulam hoya behen rozen nifloim. And even in their common conversations, there were deep, deep secrets there. Ki onu tzrichin lahamin shekol diburei masem enoi poshut. Because we are required to believe and realize that every word of these tzaddikim and every action of theirs was not simple. Elo yesh bohen rozen. They have secrets, deep secrets in them. Kama shekosu besimen membeis. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in Torah membeis. Shekol zehu bechinas yagdil toiro viadir. This is all about the greatness and hugeness of the Torah and the tzaddikim. V'zeh rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakois es Yisrael. So Rav Nosson Zal says that the word zakois has multiple interpretations. One interpretation is zchut, merit. Another interpretation of lezakois is to purify. Lezakois, loshen zikuch. Sherotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezakois es Yisrael sheyu mezukachim utohirim. Ukedoshim Lagamri, Hashem wanted Klal Yisrael to get to levels where we would be totally pure and holy. Lefikach hirbolem Torah mitzvahs. That's why He gave us such a large Torah and so many mitzvahs. Shenemar Hashem chofis mansikdo yadot Torah v'yadir. Nimtza shebechinas yagdil Torah v'yadir. Hu bechinas mailas gedolei hatzadikim sheoivdem es Hashem isborah b'chol dover. So therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says this term, this pasuk that the Gemara quotes, Yagdil Torah V'Yadir, relates to the level, the high level of the great tzaddikim who are able to serve Hashem with everything they do. Shemedabrim Gedoylois V'Neflois. And we're talking about those tzaddikim who don't keep low profile completely, but rather they speak on very high levels. They speak of their own greatness even to in very high levels. Sheze bechinas snapir kanal. That's the fins that we mentioned earlier. V'alkein kosva toiro snapir b'shvil yagdil toiro v'yadir lohidia lanu sheyesh tzadikim amitim shezoichon laze, to inform us and enlighten us that there are true tzadikim that are zoicha to this. Loshut v'lefroyach b'meimi adas, to swim and fly in the waters of das. Aval af al pikein yefshir lismoich al ze asimen. And yet, that's not enough of a proof yet, you know, regarding the kashrus of the fish. Ki gam hadogim tmeim b'chinas hashakronim yeshlem gam kein snapir. Because there are non-kosher fish also that have fins, meaning that there are non-kosher, there are phonies, people that are not tzaddikim that make believe like they're tzaddikim. Shemispoer matzmam gam kein begedoylois v'neflois. They also speak about themselves and say that they're able to do all kinds of incredible, great things. Alkein, ikar hasimen levush kaskasim. Therefore, the main sign, the main indication of kashrus, is the scales. Aval afal pikein. And yet despite that, the Torah went ahead and when it spoke about the indications of kashrus, it said any fish that has fins and scales, lahoyrois, to teach us, shebikdusha hasnapir hu bechina gavoya moid, that within holiness, within the realm of holiness, the fins represent a very high level. Bechinas yagdil toira viyadir. This gedula shehu bechinas hisparus v'hagedoylois shel atzadikim amitiim. This refers to the pride and greatness of the true tzadikim. V'ato manoamu divrei raboiseinu zal shomru shesnapir nichtav man yagdil Torah v'yadir. Now how sweet are the words of the Chachamim that they write that the reason why Hashem added snapir is for the sake of yagdil Torah v'yadir. Hainu kanal, as we explained. Baruch Hashem, Tov Kuf Tzadik Hei, Lepoi Kan. This halacha was written in the year Tov Kuf Tzadik Hei. Teves, Chirin, in the city of Chirin. This was written 10 years before Rav Nosson Zal passed away, when he was 55 years old, in the city of Chirin. Boes Horash V'Habrecha. During the explosive time, and when we had to run away, when Rav Nosson Zal was exiled, when when people, supposedly religious Jews, went to the Russian government to try to get Rav Nosson Zal put into prison and to try to block him from writing his Sforim, from publishing his Sforim, etc. May Hashem have Rachmonas. And in the midst of all of that, Rav Nosson Zal was in the middle of being Mechadesh in Torah. With this, we conclude Halacha Dalet, and now we go on to Halacha Hey, the final Halacha of Hilchas Dogim. Simone Dogim Tohirim, Snapir Vekaskeses, Alpia Torah Tiku Emuna, Balikute Tanina, Simon Hey, Ayin Shalom. This Halacha is going to be based on the Torah Tiku Emuna, chapter 5 in the second half of Likut Imran, one of the Rosh Hashanah Torahs. Paragraph Aleph. Ki hatzadik mechuna b'shem dog, kimuva b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal b'sforav HaKadoshim. We know that the tzadik very often is compared to a fish, as is found in Torah Beis and Likutei Moran, Torah Tezayim. Ki hadogim gidulim b'mayim, because fish live in water, just like tzadikim live in Torah, you know, in the waters of Torah. Shehem b'chinas hadas v'hatorah shenim shulamayim. Water represents das and Torah, which are compared to water. Kamei shekosev, as the famous pasuk says in Yeshaya Novi Nun Hei, hoi kol tzomei l'chulamayim. Hear ye, all you who are thirsty, go to the water, meaning all those who want Torah. Uchsiv, ki molo ha'oretz deo es Hashem, kamayim liyam achasim. There'll come a time in the future when the world will be filled with understanding of Hashem, like the water that covers the ocean floor. So again, we see that Das and Torah are compared to water. V'alkein mechunim atzadikim b'shem dogim. That's why tzadikim are compared to fish. V'chein kol Yisrael nikroim tzadikim. And we know that all of Klal Yisrael is sometimes compared to fish. Referred to as tzadikim. The pasuk v'ameich kulam tzadikim. U'mechunim b'shem dogim. And Klal Yisrael is compared to fish. Shegdelim b'mayim, who live in water. Kemuvan b'medrash Rabbah, as is brought medrash Rabbah, al pasuk v'yidgul aroiv bekerev oretz. Ein shom. V'alkein ein hadogim tunim shchita. And it's for this reason that fish don't require shchita. Rak asifoson himetarosam. Gathering them in makes them kosher. Ki ikra shchita hu letaher hanefesh shebechai mizua mas hanochosh. The main reason for shchita is to purify the soul of that item, that animal, whatever it is, from the impurity of the snake, of the original snake. V'ikr zua mas hanochosh. Achizoso b'hachai hacholach ha'oretz. And this filth of the snake, the main attachment that it has is to those animals that are on land, on dry land. Bebechinas v'nochosh ofor lachmoy. The pasuk says the snake, its bread is dirt, ofor, land, dry land. Aval dogim shegedelem b'mayim ein bohem achizo kol kach. Whereas on the fish that live in the water, the nochosh does not have that much of a hold. V'alkein ein tunim shchita, therefore they don't require shchita. Ki hamayim metaharim mikol hatumois, because water purifies from all types of impurity. V'yef shalichnois l'shum kedusha kim alidei tvila b'mayim. And it's impossible for a person to enter into any kedusha without dipping in water. K'moy klal Yisrael beis sheneskar v'lavim shebashamayim b'shas kabbalas ha'Torah. Like the Jewish people, when they started a new relationship with Hashem at the time of Kabbalah Satorah, shoyu tzrichim tvila b'mayim. They had to undergo tvila, dipping in water. As the Gemara says in Krisus Daftes, v'chein hager shebo lehizgayer, and so to a non-Jew who decides that he wants to convert to Judaism, v'chein hakoyhanim b'avoidosam, and so too the koyhanim, when they want to do their avoida, they have to first dip. V'chol hatmeim, and any impure person, einom oile mitumah letara kim al yidei amayim. They don't exit from tumah and enter into tara other than through water. Ki amayim heim b'chines kedushas hadas. Water represents the holiness of sechel. B'chines hamshochas hamoichin agdoishim, drawing onto oneself. Holy sechel. Shaydei ze ikar hachius v'hataro v'agdusha. And that's what gives a person a spiritual life. That's what gives a person purity. That's what gives a person holiness. It's sechel, das. Ki ha-chochmo techaye, as the Pasuk says in Koheles, chochmo gives life. Ki ha-seichel va-chochmo de-gdusha mechaye u-mesakenes u-mevareres ha-koil. Because seichel de-gdusha gives life and fixes and improves and purifies everything. As the Zohar HaKadosh says, ki kulhu b'machshava izbariru. Everything gets processed and purified in machshava, in sechel. Ve'ikra chizas dogim tmeim nimshach mibechinas ribui das. And when we speak about non-kosher fish, tray fish, they are connected to ribui das. Their problem comes from too much sechel, bechinas ribui oyer, the concept of too much light, shegoyrim shvira v'kilkul chas v'shalom, which causes destruction and messes things up. V'alkein simone dogim tohoyrim heim snapir v'skaskeses. It's for this reason that these signs that identify a kosher fish are fins and scales. Voikru kaskeses, the main thing is the scales. K'may shom razal b'mishnah, as it says in the Mishnah in Nida, daf nun aleph. Kol sheyesh loy kaskeses, yesh loy snapir v'chulu. Ki ha-kaskasim nimshochim al-idei ha-tzadikim she'im b'chinas moginei eretz. Because the scales, they come from those tzadikim who are referred to as moginei eretz. Rabbeinu Zal, this is a term Rabbeinu Zal uses in the Torah L'kutei Moran over there. The protectors of the world. She'ikr b'chinas tikkun habris nimshach al-yodom. Whereby the whole, the madrega of tikkun habris comes to Klal Yisrael via those tzadikim. Ki heim malin mebechinas hechtim besoroi lebechinas pituchei choysam kodesh Lashem. These tzadikim are the ones who elevate, who remove people from the category of tuma, hechtim besoroi, which is a pigam, to the level of choysam kodesh, you know, a holiness. Kimavur ba Torah Tikwanal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, ki heim machniim hageyus vamemsholo shel manhigim shel sheker. These tzaddikim are the ones who have the ability to lower the arrogance and the authority of those false leaders. Bebechinas gaivo afike moginim sogur choysam tzor ein shom kol zehetev. Rabbeinu Zal explains this pasuk over there very thoroughly. And when these tzaddikim are zoicha to elevate from tuma to tara, they generate the bechina of tefillin, hisnoitetzus hamoichin, and they cause the sechel to light up, to shine, to glow. Vehem oiskim lesakein bechinas tzimtzum hamoichin, and they're also involved in preparing the tzimtzum for the moichin, the boundaries for the moichin, so the moichin should not go out of bounds and be hurt in the process. Shehu b'chinas shem shakai shel tefillin. That's the name of Hashem, Shin Dalet Yud, that's also part of the tefillin. Sheyesh dai belukusoy l'chol beria. And that name of Hashem, Shin Dalet Yud, is Sheyesh dai. There's enough. There's enough. You don't need more. That concept of a tzimtzum, a boundary. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal explains, elaborates on all of this.